This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Oh, Jimmy boy, I'm excited because this hour, Topics Brownless is in the house.
And I am looking forward to the return of an old friend of yours. Plus, we take a look at the debacle of a day you had this week.
But on a positive side, Jim, come on, smile. Like the joke, be positive. We head down to Colac and give the locals a Colac quiz.
But next, UFC featherweight champion Alexander Volkanovski joins us on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy. For even more gold, download the listener app to hear the show anywhere, anytime. LISTNR.
I feel good.
Triple M. We are privileged to be joined by the current UFC featherweight champion, Alexander Volkanovski.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group. Delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Still the undisputed UFC featherweight champion of the world, Alexander the Great Volkanovski.
Yes, Jimmy boy, Alexander the Great. He's a mate of mine. I call him the Volk. He's a mate of mine. We caught up last Sunday. I was up in Sydney and I met the Shaq. And guess who the Shaq liked? He liked the Volk. And Alexander, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me, mate. Oh, that intro got me pumped. I started shadow boxing here in the room.
How tall are you, Volky?
5'6" on a good day, I'd say. Like if I'm, you know, if I'm not tight, if my back's not tight, I reckon 5'6", so I'm reaching.
Righto. And the Shaq, I reckon 7'2" or something. How did you go up against the Shaq?
Man, look, yeah, it's crazy how, like, you know, yeah, obviously I'm small. Everyone's big to me, but Shaq is just on a whole another level, man. It's incredible.
Tell us about the UFC, mate. It's just gone berserk. It gets bigger and bigger every year. It must be great to be part of.
Yeah, it is, mate. I've been a fan of the sport for a very long time. And just to see it grow in Australia, it's incredible. It really is. And I've been lucky enough to especially seen it rise so much in the last couple of years. I've been champion while that's happened, so it's been pretty incredible to really see that. But it's definitely growing around the world and definitely here in Australia.
I love the fact that you're serving it up to Conor McGregor too, yes. Because he can run off at the mouth, the Irishman, and you're giving as good as you got. It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, that's it, mate. That's it. You never know. Never know where that can go. So, like he was, you know, stirring up my little mate, so I was like, had to step in, you know what I mean? So,
little Hezbollah,
not Hezbollah.
Hezbollah, yeah. That's it, yeah.
He's a Russian viral sensation. He's tiny.
Yeah, well, that's what we actually. Well, he was down there, so I actually went there and did a bit of content with him. And he shoved the burger in my face, so. and then I still had his back when Conor McGregor was having a go at him. You know.
Oh, good on you. How's your hand? You broke it last fight.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's good, mate. It's much better. It's been 8 weeks since the surgery, and I'm already back in training. So I'm, you know, back to sparring and that. This was like the first week I've started doing that, and it's holding up well. So good. I'm hoping.
Are you going to have to lift up division because there's no one left in your division? You've cleaned them all up. So are we going up, down? What are we doing?
Well, that's what we're looking at. We are. We're looking at that lightweight division. So there's plenty of big challenges up there, and I'm ready for them. So yeah, that's something that we're looking at right now. While we're finding out who's next in the featherweight division, I want to move up and take that second belt.
What's the difference in the weight?
Well, I fight at 65.8 is what I weigh in at.
Yeah.
And for lightweight, it's 70.3, I think it is.
Right.
So, yeah.
Couple of burgers.
Yeah, exactly. I used to be 97 kg. That's what I mean. Like,
97?
I was a front rower, so when I used to play a bit of rugby league. So
5'6" and 97. Yeah. Rotund.
Yeah. Now you know why Uber Eats wanted to work with me. You know?
Bill, I'd be good at UFC. You, I can see myself. Volk probably hasn't seen the package I'm bringing to the table, but I'm telling you, Bill. You and I would. You'd last about 20 seconds.
Who are you talking to, Volk?
No, I'm talking to you, Bill. No, I'm not talking to the Volk.
You got no idea. He looks like a linguine arms. He's a skinny linguine arms.
Hey, Bill, the record, 12 wins by KO.
Yes.
3 by submission and 10 by decision. 25-1 zip.
Wow.
This is the world champ we're speaking to.
I know.
The best there is.
Yes, exactly. And we love having you on the Rush Hour, mate. All the best for the next fight. All the best for the new hand, or when it mends, of course.
Yeah, thank you, Bill.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I think you've been asked to wrap this up now 3 times.
Is that what that means?
Yes.
Righto.
Live from the Austral Hotel in Colac, all thanks to our van RV. We always get a bit nervous when Bill decides to run a quiz.
A live quiz. Yeah. We've got a conga line of contestants.
Righto, here we go. We got Zachy Boy. What do you do, Zach?
I work at a servo.
Do you? Do you actually come out and pump the petrol into the cars?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, well, no one does it anymore. We need that.
No.
Righto, Zach, you're a local boy?
Yep, born and bred.
Born and bred. What is the Barangaroo?
Oh, no. Barangaroo. Yeah. It's an area just outside of Colac.
Righto, what else is it?
A town?
What is this?
Isn't it a creek? It's a creek that runs through town, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Zach, if you're a local born and bred, you haven't seen the creek that runs through your town?
I know the brand.
Righto, I'll give it to you. What was the local ice cream brand prior to Buller?
Regal.
Yes, well done.
Righto.
What is the name of the fancy ice cream made by Buller?
Made by Buddha.
Imagine Buddha releasing his own ice cream brand.
And it's a fancy one. The fancy ice cream.
Nah, I got nothing.
You haven't? Oh, on your way, Zach. See you later. Hello, Richardson.
No.
Oh, that's the real estate mob. This is Leanne. Hello, Leanne.
Oh, my God.
You're selling a bit?
What the hell?
Yeah, it's going really well, thank you.
How much for a 3-bedroom brick veneer house here in Colac?
Oh, about $6.5 million.
Bill.
What is the name of the fancy ice cream made by Buller? It's a fancy one. I've been reading about it.
The Murray Street range.
Yes.
There we are.
That's also the main street here.
Right. Thank you, Bill.
Yes. Who ran 1,000 miles around the Memorial Square?
Cliffy Young.
Yes. Remember Cliff?
Yes.
What did he used to run in, practice in?
Gumboots.
Well done. You're going well, Leanne. Here we go. Miss Scarlett is the nightclub upstairs.
Oh, no.
What did it used to be called?
Hush.
What did the locals call it?
Thrush.
Oh, no. Bill, I'm not sure that's where we're headed.
No, but if Leanne's a local, she knows, don't she? We'll keep moving on here. Which bakery is the best in the West?
Holmes.
Well done. Jeez, she's nearly going to talk. I'm going to stuff you up here. What date is the AFL Grand Final?
See, I'm no good at sport.
No, that's what I thought. That's why I moved on, because you're going too well.
I have no idea.
Oh. No, not a bad guess. We'll get something for Leanne.
Well, we've got a pack there.
And we'll give Leanne a $50 Austral Hotel pub voucher as well.
Well done, Leanne. Here's Bradley. Hello, Brad. What do you do?
Not much. About as much as you, Bill.
Yeah. Do you actually do anything? Just wander the streets?
Yeah, just wander the streets at the moment. Righto. Nice shoes, though.
They're good ones. Same as you, mate. Yours are bigger. Righto. What was my question then? I forgot it.
AFL Grand Final.
Oh, yeah. What date is the AFL Grand Final?
24th of September this year.
Well done, Bradley. Good. What do you call a baby cow?
A calf. Oh,
yes, well done.
Yeah, is that a question?
Can you sing the South Colac footy song?
I can't. Sorry, I never played for them.
Oh, righto. I'm on your way. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Righto, Paul. Hello, Paulie. Come this way, Paul. Oh, big Paulie, what do you do?
I sell farm machinery of all things.
Oh, dear. What's the go at the minute?
Plenty's coming into harvest, so anything, mowers, balers, rakes, tedders, anything like that.
You sell the big, what do you call it when they strip the crops? harvesters?
Don't help him. No, not down here. Different area.
Oh, right.
Come on, not down here, Bill.
All right, Jim. I thought he might sell the John Deere. Is that still popular, the green and yellow?
There's other brands out there, but...
All right. South Colac, footy song.
Definitely not. I coach one of the other sides down here, so I'm not even bothering singing.
Who do you coach?
Cut up rough.
Colac Imperials.
Right, what's their song?
Not singing that either.
Come on, you're going to win the quiz.
No, all good.
All right, Paulie. All rotund sort of a back pocket player, Paulie. Yeah, nice. Come on, Finny.
Machinery now, Bill.
I know, he's going to... Hello, Finny, come this way because the speakers are... What do you do, Finny?
I work at Buller Dairy Foods.
Oh, do you? Did you know the fancy ice cream made by Buller was called?
Murray Street.
Yeah, well done, but we've already done with that. Yeah. What's your favourite ice cream, Finny?
Pardon?
What's your favourite ice cream?
All of them.
Oh, listen to Finny. Now, South Colac, what's their song?
Who cares?
Actually, I don't know
what
it is.
You're going to have to find another question, Bill.
All right, we'll move on. Question. But Finny, you can go.
Marching Finny on.
Come on, Knackers, who we got here? Just Catweasel. What it is. Right, come here, come up here a bit.
I got called Catweasel by a local copper.
I reckon you might have met a couple in your time.
Early days, you're good now.
What do you do?
I work at Choices here in Colac.
Floors?
Yeah, floors, man.
That's what Liam Pickering. Oh, that's another station.
Thank
you, Will. Yeah. The Colac or the South. Sorry. South Colac or the Colac song? One of them.
Oh, man, I don't know South Colac.
Well, it's Colac then.
It'd be We're From Tigerland.
Well, sing it.
We're from Tigerland. The fighting fury, we're from Tigerland.
That's it, Bill.
Any season you'll see us with a win. Hey!
That's it.
Well done. Keep going. What's your name, by the way?
Chowie.
Well, who? Chowie.
Chowie.
Chowie. That's an interesting nickname. Righto, Whitney's telling me to... We've got one more question and you win the whole lot here, okay? What breed of dog is known for its white body with black spots?
Oh, my God. Dalmatian.
Yes, here's our winner. What a quiz that is. Well, I saw a Dalmatian walking down the Murray Street.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Born?
I went for a long time thinking the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl was in Sydney.
So, Whit, our producer, comes and helps me get in because my pass was in my calling bag and I only had the one I took to Colac.
Dopey.
So down the front, I'm waiting in the boom gate. Whit jumps in. She's chuckling away. I said, what are you laughing at? She goes, I'm laughing at the day Bill's had.
Brownless, he hasn't had the best of days.
So he takes his car out to be serviced.
Ringwood.
Yep.
Mazda.
And in the car were his house keys.
Yes. Yep.
And his pass to get into work.
Yes, Jim. Yes.
So while he was waiting to, because he didn't want to get to work too early, he went to Gazman.
There's a sale on there.
Bought some Triple XL. He got 25% off because he became a member.
No, I am a member. Yes. I am a member.
So 25% came
good
off.
Good sale.
But while he's in there getting the Triple XL Gazman, $95 parking fine.
$92. Parking fine. Can you believe
$92
that?
$92 parking fine.
Yeah.
So then when he comes in here without his pass, he just leaves the car on the street.
Yeah.
So Whit's got to go down and move his...
And this isn't his car, is
no,
it?
No, it's not his car. He just leaves it on the street. So our producer's got to go down and actually bring his car
in. I didn't ask that. Jim, I paid for that.
Then he goes to the paper shop deli and runs into Toby Mitchell.
Yes. And Joe.
And craps himself.
No, I didn't. Mean
Toby. Of course you did.
But
they haven't finished.
Oh, what else have I done today?
Then a listener sends in some Bill Brownless memorabilia for Bill to sign and includes an envelope for it to all be sent back to the listener.
Yes.
But the listener also very kindly puts a $20 note in there for Bill to buy himself a couple of beers, which Bill accepts.
Bloody oaf.
Well, Bill.
I had to sign about 8 cards.
Put that back in the envelope and send it back to old mate.
I wrote a posted note to him saying thanks for the froffies.
Bill.
Well, Whitney, hey, you got a coffee out of it, Rabs. Well, you, love.
No, I did.
And Country and Western Whitney out here, she got a coffee out of it, and I got a muffin.
You don't take $20 off a listener.
A poppy seed muffin. Beautiful, Jim, my favourite. So
why didn't you put the $20 towards your parking fine?
Yeah.
Well,
why didn't you just give the $20 back? You earn enough money.
No, I don't. That's a problem. You take it all.
And you had your stupid haircut.
Yeah, and I've had my haircut.
Yeah, you look like you're new.
Guess how much?
Doctor, how much?
$25. Well, he's there for 3 minutes.
for number one, $25.
It doesn't do it.
Well, listen to the day he's had.
Oh, Jim, fair dinkum.
Oh, Dave's Brownless.
How do you reckon I'm going to get in my house tonight? How am I going to get in my house?
Well, I don't understand anything that you're saying.
I haven't got any keys.
No, we just said that. You left them out in Ringwood.
I know. Well, how am I going to get in my house? I'm going to have to break into my new house.
How are you doing?
It's three levels up. Fat will climb up and you watch, I'll fall in the garden and break. So I've had a, sometimes you have a good day, sometimes you have a shit
you've
day.
You've had a shocker. Look at him.
At least I turned up
it's,
here.
It's a comedy, nearly, your
oh,
life.
My horse just run, Mississippi, comes come second. Last. Second. Fair dinkum. Yeah, I'm going home to bed.
Yep.
Well, I got up too early. I'm not an early morning riser, Jim.
September, Brownless. No. Just things go wrong. As soon as you get into September, stuff goes wrong.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Bloody $92 parking fines. That's unfair.
Yep. Oh, well, Bill, guess what?
What?
The only way.
Yes, and the plastic population.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I ate four alphabet soup today. Cans of alphabet soup today.
Oh, no. Now, Bill.
Yes.
Rob's in Yarrawonga.
Well,
hello, Rob.
We're asking who have you been named after, Jim? Sorry, after Ronaldo and David Beckham were riding for India at the Commonwealth Games.
Right.
Just set it up. You've got to do that again.
Do you? Okay, well, you do it.
Hello, Rob. Just did it. Yarrawonga.
JB, you'll love this one.
Yes.
I went to India to watch Tendulkar's last test match, so I came home and named my son Noah Sachin Clark.
Fair dinkum.
Good.
After the little master.
That's it.
Did he make any in that game?
40 or 50 odd against the West Indies, the worst bowling attack in the world.
He didn't miss out very often.
No.
Especially over there.
And how small? He was only tiny, wasn't he?
That was like a foot wide.
Yeah.
Never looked like missing it.
No.
Stay on the line there, Rob. Danyon.
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 How's it going, guys?
Where's that named after?
So I'm named after an Olympic swimmer from New Zealand. His name's Danyon Loader.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Remember him.
Yeah, so my mum was watching the 96 Olympics and really liked the name.
Yep.
And then I found out a few years later when I Googled him that we actually have the same middle name as well. Oh. And we're born on the exact same day.
No way. What's the middle name?
Yeah. Joseph.
Danyon Joseph. Righto.
New Zealand.
Yeah.
He was a bloody good swimmer, Danyon Loader.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
He was.
I've never heard of Danyon.
Well, you would remember. I reckon the great Comet used to commentate.
I don't reckon New Zealand have had any good swimmers.
Well, you get to Tabitha in Cranbourne.
Tabitha.
Hello.
How are you? Who are you named after, Tabitha?
I'm named after the show Bewitched.
Oh, of course.
Can you twinkle your nose?
No, I can't.
Oh, try and do it now. No, give her a chance to do it, Jim.
Well, how's that going to make noise that we can hear?
If I said yes, would you believe me?
Yeah, of course. That's good. I love Bewitched. You used to watch Bewitched?
Bill, Danyon Loader, gold medalist in Atlanta in the 200-metre freestyle and the 400-metre freestyle.
Oh.
Gold medalist.
Fair dinkum.
Yep.
I take that back.
Yeah, no, he was a star. Let's get to Jamie in Traralgon. Hello, Jim.
Boys, how are you?
Good. Who are you named after?
Not me, but I named my daughter Lara Courtney after Brian Lara and Courtney Walsh.
Oh.
Big fans of winning in the 80s.
That's funny.
Oh, that is good, isn't it?
Well, you know that Brian Lara's daughter's named Sydney.
Yes. Mm. After?
Of the big double century he made at the SCG. And Clive Lloyd used to get up on stage and say, good thing he didn't make that double century in long.
Oh.
Yes. Jim, that's amazing. So you love your cricket, obviously.
Yeah, I do. I actually had the honour of telling him about it too in a charity match at Wollongong that you actually played in.
Oh, I remember that actually.
Mm.
I went to the after party and got to talk to him and told him about it. So,
Jamie, the sentence Wollongong and me playing is a very loose sentence. I reckon I was out in the field for about 20 minutes.
You couldn't remember. You don't remember the game.
You didn't do much.
Less than that.
He did that when he played.
Absolutely nothing. Nigel from Narre Warren. Nigel.
Yeah, g'day, gents. How are we?
Who have you been named after, Unusual?
Well, if I was named after Bill, I'd be called Fat Idiot because it's Todd from Bowen.
This dickhead. What are you doing? Don't ring again.
Bill, how are you, mate? I've heard you're a Gazman spokesperson these days after you ran that dusty pink triple XL a few months ago.
25%.
You got 30% off store wide. Is that what I hear?
25% store wide, if you remember.
Yeah, that's good. And nice. to head out to the Big Smoke, Bill. Good to, for you to see the city lights of San Remo and Colac. And shout out to our van RV as well. I heard they spent a week reinforcing the van to make it suitable to carry you across Victoria. They had to upgrade the suspension and reinforce the springs. I assume they got tips from the travelling circus just to make sure you get to Mansfield in one piece. So well done to them. And Jim, while I've got you, mate, if you ever help out a struggling town like Geelong, I've got a comprehensive list. This is every single pub in town that you two would be worth paying a visit, all right?
Yes.
So you've got the Petrol, the Valley Inn, the Gateway, the Gold Diggers, the Sphinx, and yeah, that's it. See you guys.
Oh! What about the Cremorne?
He's hung up. He's gone.
I want to talk to him. I want to see if he's from Barwon Heads.
He's hung up on you.
But I don't like him, but I just want to know if he's
the
from...
The dusty pink Triple XL game.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
How can one bloke be that stupid?
We are live from the Austral Hotel in Colac. Already heard from a couple of local legends, JB, but they don't get much bigger than this one.
World Cup winning Australian captain, of course. Colac product and Australia are about to take on New Zealand, who are the number one white ball team in the world. Aaron Finch joins us from Cairns. Finchie, welcome to you.
G'day, JB. Bill, how are you?
Well, wow, we're
Finchie.
Great,
hey, what about Colac? Finchie's on
Aaron
the line.
Finch, everybody.
Oh, there they are, Finchie.
How old were you when you left here, please?
18, year after 18. High school. I got my first Victorian contract, so I moved down to Geelong very briefly and then on to Melbourne.
Yes. How old were you when you played your first senior game for Colac West?
Great question. I reckon I might have played one in like B grade or something when I was 11 or 12, something around there, and played a couple of games with my old man and then managed to move up the grades a bit quicker.
Well, there's something about that, I reckon, Finchie. When you come from the country, you play with adults quickly and it advances your cricket enormously.
Yeah, it certainly does. I had the luxury of playing in an A grade flag for Colac West. Geez, that was a long time ago now, but that was hard cricket back then, and you learn the ropes pretty quick. There's nowhere to hide when you're playing, especially against country guys. They're always out to get the youngsters, aren't they?
Finchie is, I can't believe that he is, but I have a suspicion that he is. Mitch Stark underrated?
Oh, absolutely. I think we've seen I don't know if he's underrated worldwide, Jim. I mean, it's the fastest ever to 200 ODI wickets. He's been such a pivotal member of the Australian side in all three formats, which... We're blessed at the moment with three great fast bowlers who are able to go through all three formats of the game, and their fitness levels, their longevity in the game has been unbelievable. So he's certainly right up there with the greats, and for him to get 200 ODI wickets in only 102 games, I think, to beat out the great Saklane Mushtaq and Brett Lee and guys that have gone before, and it's an unbelievable achievement.
Wasim Akram, the famous West Indians, Kirtley Ambrose. I mean, when you look at who he's in front of, I just, for whatever reason, think we don't value Mitch Stark enough. That is an unbelievable achievement.
Yeah, it certainly is, and I think his performances in big games, he was pivotal to us winning that 2015 World Cup. Everyone always remembers the ball that knocked over Brendan McCullum in the final, but, I mean, he got 6 for 30 against New Zealand over there when the game was dead and buried and nearly dragged us over the line. I mean, he's been such a huge game player for Australia, and every time you throw him the ball, you've got confidence that he'll get the job done for you.
Where did you grow up? Were you in Colac Central? Did you have a little farm?
We had a little 3-acre block out at Irrawarra, so probably 10, 12 minutes Geelong side of Colac. So we were lucky to grow up there on plenty of space. We're able to run around and play footy and cricket in the front yard, and it was a great place to grow up. I mean, sporting clubs in country areas are sort of the heart of the community, and I was really lucky to be a part of Colac Imperials and Colac West Cricket Club, and it's a great community.
And back down to Geelong now.
Yes.
Yeah, made the trip back down. Loving it down there. I think Amy, being a Melbourne girl, that took her a little bit. It might take her a little bit longer to adjust, but
still, I think it will. Yeah,
it's a brilliant place, and especially with a little one, to be able to have a little bit more space is crucial for us, I think.
I know you don't play there almost at all, but when you go and watch the Cats, obviously playing footy, The cricket ground's just there on the left as you walk in.
That's it, Jim.
That's not big enough to contain you, Aaron. Some of those poor grade bowlers
straight
trying to serve that 115k crap up, you'd be landing him in the next suburb.
The railway track. You would have hit that a couple of times, wouldn't you?
I don't know if I hit any in the railway track. There was quite a few that went over into the netball courts and bounced away over to the third and fourth at St Mary's there. But, that was a beautiful wicket for a long time there to bat on. It was a place where I owe a lot of my cricketing career, I think, for my development through the Geelong Cricket Club in particular. It was fantastic. And the facilities that they've got there now are as good as any first-class venues that you train at or play at. So, yeah, I think it's great that the Renegades are able to get down to Geelong and play a lot more games. And for them to have quite a few World Cup qualifier games for the T20s later this year is brilliant for the area as well.
Oh, and Liam Livingston just grabbed in the draft. Talk about big hitters.
Oh, he's as big as they come. I think his bat speed would probably only be rivaled by a couple of players in the world like Andre Russell and Glenn Maxwell. He's a super talented player. He hits at miles. He bowls some leg spin and some off spin. He's great in the field, and he's just an excitement machine in the T20 format.
Well, Finchie, go and enjoy Cairns. Good luck for these next three games.
Thanks very much, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well done. Good, Bill.
Not really.
We'll get better at it each week. Each week will be better.
Right now, Bill, we're talking about things you've seen at a pub unusual.
Because up in Proserpine there, up in Queensland, a man walks in with his 3-metre crocodile and at one stage bit his hand off.
Damn alligator bit my hand off.
Oh, my God. There it is there.
Yes.
Oh, plenty of callers, Jim. It's done well, I tell you what. We go to Peter in Hobart. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thanks, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, good. What have you seen at your pub unusual?
Well, a few years back, we used to train horses for Peter Hudson.
Oh,
great,
yeah.
Peter Hudson.
Number 26, 150 through the stick.
Yeah.
Come on, Hutto, kick that goal.
We took one of his horses up to the north of the state. One of the big feature races up there.
Yeah.
On the way back down, we called into the Granada Hotel, unloaded the horse, took him into the bar, and the owners had a few drinks around the bar with the horse.
Oh, fair dinkum. At Granada,
one? At the Granada Hotel.
Yeah.
Pete, had the horse won?
He won a big race up at north of the state, yeah.
Oh perfect. Well, yeah, and it comes, Bill.
Well done.
A horse by the name of Thug.
Thug or Fug?
Thug.
Thug.
It's an interesting name.
It's an interesting name. All right.
Yeah, well done,
Stay
Peter.
Here, Pete. In Hobart? I was just down in Hobart. Brendan in Bond Beach, Bill.
Hello, Brendo.
G'day. How are you going?
What happened to you, Brendo?
So the first time I went to Darwin, we were driving to Litchfield National Park, and we pulled into a little pub 40 minutes out, and there was a water buffalo drinking a pint of beer with its owner. The owner was in a dry-as-a-bone jacket. It was like 40 degrees, and he said he's been working hard all day, so he's earned it just like me.
So how was he drinking it? Like just sitting up at the bar?
Oh, he doesn't need to sit on a seat. He's too big for that.
But so they were tipping it down his throat, were they?
No, just the whole tongue right in the glass, and it's just two scoops, it's gone.
And when he left, he said, bye, son.
But straight after that, they had cane toad racing out the back, and I'd only been living in Australia for about 2 years, and I just thought it was the maddest thing I've ever seen.
Water buffalo, no, Jim.
Bill, it's not a bison, it's a water buffalo, different animal.
Same connection.
Vance. Vance in Faulkner. Hello, Vance.
Vancey.
Yeah, g'day, boys.
What have you seen unusual, Vancey?
There's a bar in New Zealand, North Island, Hikarangi, and behind the bar is a massive old whale's penis.
Mm. Oh, no. How big is it?
Oh, it's like the length of the bar. It's pretty big.
Oh, it is not the length. How long is that?
Oh, it's pretty big. I've probably had a few by the time I've seen it, so no, it's pretty big, though.
No. What, like...
They call him a gym.
What, 1 metre?
That's what they know him as.
1 metre or 2 metre?
Bigger than that, Bill. It's a whale.
I haven't seen a whale.
2 metres, between 2 and 3 metres, I reckon.
Jeez. Wow. What'd Bill, you do with it?
They're like 100 metres long, whatever the hell they are, the big blues. Yeah. It's got to have a decent-sized appendage.
I want the sperm whale, Jim.
Oh, no, thank you, Bill. I knew you'd go there.
What do you think of that, Bill?
Leith is in Melton.
Jim, he saw him.
Yeah, thank you.
Is that your name, Leith?
That's correct. I won the quiz at the start of the year, Bill.
Oh, you did
too. They called me Pud.
Pud. All right, Pud. What are you seeing in a pub? Unusual.
We were doing subcontract work for all the Bunnings across Australia. We travelled up to Maryborough.
Yeah.
And walked in the pub there at Maryborough. The bird said the F-word profanity and said, I'm after it.
So a cockatoo.
Cockatoo, featherless thing in a cage.
Featherless cockatoo swears at you.
Yeah, as soon as you walk in the pub.
Or just at you, Leaf, because of your name.
Maybe there was that. But everyone that walked in.
Oh, yeah, good. Wonder if it's still there. How long ago was that?
I reckon it would have been about 5 years ago, if that.
Righto. Good work. Who else we got?
Just, Bill, I've just looked up the blue whale's actually 30 metres long.
Right.
So it'd have a decent size, just if it was in proportion, Bill.
Righto. Well, 2 or 3 metres, so 1 in 10.
Well, that's it. That'd be behind the bar.
Oh,
Sean in Churchill. Hello, Sean.
How are you going?
Good, Sean. How big is your... no, what is it?
What have you said? Your whale?
We should do that one day.
No.
What have you seen in a pub unusual, Shawnee?
Down at Harrietville, just down near there, Bright, on a motorbike trip.
Yeah.
We were enjoying a beer, playing a game of pool, when a Kelpie decided to interrupt our game and sink a ball for us.
What? It played pool?
It played pool. I've got the video to prove it, and I'll send her through to you.
So a dog...
It hits it with its nose, and the little Kelpie jumps up on the table and hits it with its nose and sunk a ball.
Wow. That's amazing.
How good's that, Jim? This has been a good segment. We've learned
you,
a lot
Bill.
Of things here.
Now, Bill, I sent you a photo. Have you seen it?
Oh, hang on, Jim. Hang on. Oh, here we go. Oh! Give me a look, Jim.
There he is.
That's not it, Jim. Sticking
Bill,
out.
That's it. I'm telling you, Bill.
Looks like the Loch Ness Monster sticking out. Wow. Have a look.
Goodness
at
me.
Wow, on the blue whale, Jim.
Come on, Bill.
I am starstruck.
That's unfeasibly large.
And so is an elephant's one.
Oh, well, just steady yourself.
I can't.
He can't, Bill. His mind's gone.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, I don't know what the pills were the vet gave him, but gee, they taste kind of
peppermint-y.
Oh,
no. What? Jack Crisp from the Collingwood Football Club joins us, who is an ambassador this year for Fight Cancer Foundation's Footy Colours Day.
Now, I want Bill to explain what this is.
Well, it happens during the month of September, and it's the Footy Colours Day, so kids could go to school in their favourite jumpers. Geelong or Collingwood or whatever it may be, but also rugby league, rugby union. But it's just not at school anymore, Jim. It used to be, I reckon, but we've expanded it the last few years.
Yes.
So you can have a day at work where people just wear their coloured, their footy jumpers, or it can be at home or it can be at school. That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah, sounds about right. Yeah, all raising funds for obviously kids with cancer who have had their world turned upside down. So obviously their education is put on hold for a little bit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps them through their tough treatment times, but it also, allows for the families to come and stay with them and I think pay for their accommodation as well.
And get them back to what they do best, being a kid.
Mm.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
I like it.
So, well, we went to a building site last week, me and Crispy, and it was in...
He just spat as he said.
I did.
He did.
Trying to say crisp.
Yeah.
And it was in Bulleen, and there was a very good, what was the company called?
Simmel.
Well done, Simmel. But they raised, they're a big building site, $75,000, Jim, just over the year, helping out and just throwing money in and having days like Footy Colours Day. So companies like that are doing that. That is fantastic.
Well, Crispy, on his way in, just contacted us and said, I want to hear a couple of things.
Yes.
First of all, how you say the Collingwood players.
What is going on with Collingwood, your mob, by the way, with silly surnames? McCreary. Yeah. Givenan. Crisp.
Skinnevan.
Quisp is hard to say.
Quisp.
Hoskin Elliott.
He's calling Quisp.
Quisp.
Quisp. It's hard to say.
Oh,
Quisp.
My God.
How many people get your name mixed?
Has anyone ever called you Quisp?
No, not Quisp. but one of our old coaches a few years ago, Bradley Gotch, he called me Cripsy. Right, so I've been called Crip. Now I get called Cripper at the club, so I'm not even called Crispy or anything.
I love it.
You've got to say it slow.
The other one you liked
was
the two French pilots punching on in the cockpit. And, let's have a listen.
Sacre bleu! Oui! Merde! Bâtard! Oh, sa mère!
crispy.
Look, he's still laughing, Jim. He's still
that's
laughing.
That's not craft.
That's craft.
Oh, it was gold.
You were driving along, nearly crashed your car, you said.
No, I didn't say that. I said I had a good laugh to myself in the car.
Oh, right.
Yeah, geez, that was funny, though.
Oh, that was well done. I'd like to take the credit, but it was Onion and Matty.
You had nothing to do with
it. No, well, actually, it was actually good, so I had a lot to do that with CRISPR. I had a lot to do with it.
Some laughing.
Now, do you know how many games you've played, Crispy?
How many I've played?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye. I was hoping to win on the weekend to see the chances of getting through for my 200th.
On grand final day?
Yes, it would have been there. So, yeah, we'll take
199 this week, Jim. 199. So you've played 198?
Yes, yes.
Someone else played 198.
Yeah.
In the room.
But Crispy's got a lot more to go. Well, he isn't going to see his coach and being told finish up.
Yeah,
Crispy
I know.
Just won the best and fairest.
Oh, bloody Gary, he is getting stuffed. But also, he's played 186 in a row.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, firstly, I always like to give mum and dad a bit of credit for some good genes.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah,
yeah, but then obviously do a fair bit of work at the club with Simon Anning, probably my head physio, and then, Nick Brasher, got an osteo, and then obviously a lot of massage as well.
Do you do the cold shower bath?
Ice bath?
Ice bath?
Yeah, no, I don't do those at the club, but on my days off, like yesterday, I go do cryotherapy and have a bit of a sauna and just, relax a bit.
Cryotherapy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just really, really cold.
Cryotherapy.
It's not Geelong. Not crying.
It's
in Geelong.
Not down near Geelong Grammar.
Yeah, exactly. It's cryo.
Not that, Bill.
So it's just, going minus 140 degrees, just freezing cold.
Oh, there you
for
go.
3 minutes, yeah. We just got one put in at the footy club, actually.
It's so good. Sit in it for 3 minutes.
This one that I go to around the corner from home, I stand in it. It's like a little cylinder. Stand it with just my head poking out.
Yeah.
I got the gloves on, socks and slippers, and then, 3 minutes, minus 140.
How does it go for the old pill bag? And
the old...
How's that go, CRISPR?
Can you find that?
It's after the sauna.
Comes back.
Come back out again.
Pops its head out. Triple M's Rush
Hour with JB and Billy. I said, what happened to the Cranberries? And Bill went, did they go travelling? Pause. Oh, no, that was the Wilburys. So Matty Haywood in the booth, the genius, he gets bored with the idiot file because he's got that much stuff. It's like 20 minutes worth. And he's like, well, I just bump it together and put a little beer opening sound in the middle of it, which is, sums up why Bill can't speak. There it is. So in the end, what I love about him is he went, I just can't keep doing this. I'm going to have to go a different way.
Right.
So he invented the idiot song.
Yes.
Where in the middle of the lyrics of a famous song, he can wedge your stuff in there.
Yeah, that's good.
This one I like, Billy Joel. Enjoy.
And also Nick Kyrgios defeated Tanzi Kokkinakis. Yes.
Tanzi.
He likes to go with that on centre court.
So his first name's not Tanzi.
What is it then, Raps?
Tanasi.
Wow. Tanzi.
Tanansi.
Tana.
Anyway, he's out. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray. I don't ask for more. Much. I just want... John McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Oscar Piastri. It's hard to say.
It isn't hard to say.
Oscar Piastri.
No, it's not in
Piastri.
That.
Mario, James Dean, Ramsey Warren. Randall, the king and I, and the catcher in the right. Who crossed and named the Campese? Hot.
The rush hour.
Start the fire. Because Big Wilbur Anthony William Brownless went one on one with the great Shaquille. Oh, me. When have you seen on a plane unusual?
Oh, there we are.
That, huh?
That's the craft right there. Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, heavy metal,
suicide, foreign debts, homeless vets. What is the Barangaroo?
Barangaroo? Rock
and roll, a cola wars. I seriously can't do this anymore.
So to cheer her up, I brought her an identical one. I brought an identical one.
Now it might just have cancelled each other out.
Equilibrium.
Oh my god.
Anyway, Jing, I've been looking. Jim.
Jing. Oh, oh my god.
It's a week out of
Branded me Jing.
Jing.
So rabbits.
Yep. Good song.
I actually appeared in Nuff Nuff last Saturday.
You did.
Because of how carefully I said Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
And it's because idiot, just sitting there next to you, called him shit quail, as we just heard. And I then said it the next time and thought, what is his actual name? Because it wasn't what Bill just said.
Shaq.
So that's how I ended up.
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah.
This is the influence you have, Bill, on us.
I know.
We lose all our
influential
confidence.
The jing happened on this day 2 weeks ago, and it's living rent-free in my head.
Is it?
No. Oh. Jing. I like jing. Actually,
Bill,
you look like a jing.
You branded him shit quail.
I did not. Shaq. Because we're mates. We're like that. LOLs. So we are good mates. But good song,
well done.
Matt. Great
well
song.
Done, Matty.
Well done,
very,
Matty.
Very well done.
Just like a bit it. Of bullying.
All right, so... Not bullying, just turning the stuff you say on air around.
Just fact.
No bullying attached to it.
I don't think I say all that.
I don't know.
Doesn't come from this.
Really?
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or grown.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Now, Bill, to help you out,
yes,
we have got a $100 Thirsty Camel voucher to give away to someone in here who laughs the loudest at your joke. The Camel is calling this September. Find your local at thirstycamel.com.au. That's it.
And there's not one in Vietnam where the mine host is.
Look what he's doing.
Oh, no.
Jim.
So you're just reading this off your screen, and that's been taken out of the paper.
Jim, it's a little starter.
Come on.
Hello.
I just lost my job as a gardener, Jim.
Did you?
Yeah, they said I was a little rough around the hedges. That's a warm-up.
One's happy with that. Right,
now,
here we go.
My girlfriend owned a dog, and it recently died, Jim.
Really?
So very sad in the household.
Yes, that is
it
sad,
was. So to cheer her up, I brought her an identical one. I brought an identical one, Jim. She was absolutely livid, Jim. She said, what am I going to do with two dead dogs?
No. Not only is that appallingly told.
What about the delivery, Jim?
We
got some pants.
Well done, Leroy.
Leroy.
Dead set, kidding yourself.
Two dead dogs,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah, yeah. I've got two for Leroy.
Rover. One was Rover. Well done. Thank you. Good joke.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off air if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.